This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. This show is dedicated to providing today's modern women with useful information they need to make empowered, conscious choices. On the show today, we're talking about social dynamics, the art of connecting with people. On today's show, we're going to get an overview of what social dynamics are and how men and women are using them to find love. This is one part of a four-part series with a company called The Art of Charm. Our guest today is Benjamin Klein, Corporate Director of The Art of Charm.
And then my latest mentor, who was the foremost authority on new home sales, taught me about success. And it's basically find somebody who's done what you want to do and do every single thing that they tell you to do and replicate and duplicate it at will. Don't ask questions, just do it. And you'll climb that ladder of success real quick. Important thing is, regardless of whether it's a corporate situation or a relationship situation, is that it's done with honesty, integrity, and that the value is, for the most part, equal. If you want to be an attractive person, actually be an attractive person. Work on yourself, you know, and everyone talks about going out and getting lucky. And the reality of it is, the harder you work, the luckier you get. If a guy's being a jackass, tell him he's being a jackass. If he is of the mindset that he's coming over there and he's going to talk to you, he's going to do it anyway. So you might as well tell him either A, I'm interested, or B, I'm not.
Welcome to Just for Women, Benjamin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Benjamin Klein, let's see. You're a graduate of the University of Florida with extensive study in psychology of sales, management, and success. Today, he leverages that wisdom along with his mastery of the psychology of social dynamics as the corporate director at The Art of Charm. Most recently, The Art of Charm has been featured on the Today Show and New York Daily News. And just most recently, I've heard there was a little spoof on Saturday Night Live. So, Benjamin, you're becoming mainstream.
Yeah, that's what we set out to do. That's what we're trying to do. And it seems to be happening quite rapidly here. And we're pretty happy with it. And it's all from the success principles that we're practicing and hopefully teaching as many people as possible.
I love your accent. I'm from Boston, so I love the ease with which you speak.
It's funny because people keep telling me I have an accent. I don't know what they're talking about, but I'll take your word for it. It's weird. It's been a lot lately. I don't know. It's never happened before the past 6 months, but in the past 6 months, I've been getting the business on it. It's funny.
People are flirting with you, maybe.
Probably, most likely.
Well, I know that my listeners really care about what men are learning when it comes to relating with us of the female persuasion. So I'm very pleased to talk with you today. And I want to talk about social dynamics, of course, how this approach relates to or differs from standard pickup techniques. I want to talk about The Art of Charm, your company, the mission, what you offer men and women, and I want to get your perspective on how we as women can learn to be our most empowered selves. So I'd love to start with talking about you. How did you get to this place of being this corporate director for a company on social dynamics?
It's actually a really fun, interesting story. I was selling homes in Charlotte, North Carolina, just right out of college. Did that for about 3 years and took on a few mentors in success and sales and basically taught me everything there is to know about the art of selling, the psychology of selling, the background behind, you know, the different aspects of sales. And then my latest mentor, who was the foremost authority on new home sales, taught me about success. And it's basically find somebody who's done what you want to do and do every single thing that they tell you to do and replicate and duplicate it at will. Don't ask questions, just do it. and you'll climb that ladder of success real quick. How I got into the social dynamics aspect of it was I was actually a one of the first clients for Josh and Johnny, our two creators of our curriculum and two of my business partners. And this was, you know, actually not that long ago. It was probably 2 years ago. And they were in North Carolina at the time. My roommate actually forced me to go do this class with them. And I was like, eh, whatever. I'm always open to trying new things, you know, looking to learn, looking to grow. And ended up meeting them, doing some training with them, did a few more programs. I was here on New Year's Eve, and we were talking about it. It was my third program, and I was getting kind of bored sitting in a model home, even though I was making a ton of money, having tremendous success, and I just decided it was time to spread my wings and fly. Ended up, was here on New Year's. 2 weeks later, I was in New York, quit my job, moved to New York with these guys to start this company, and it's been fun ever since. So it was an interesting little move there, but if you got a leap in the net will appear, and it always does, and it always comes in some form, but it was a lot of fun, though. It's been a fun adventure.
It sounds like the principles you learned in your earlier days are definitely starting to reap benefits as, you know, you're being seen in the media on the Today Show, New York Daily News. So it'll be interesting to see where all of this goes. And I'm sure having you as a powerhouse behind it is really an awesome force. So tell us about social dynamics as a body of knowledge.
Basically, what we do at the Art of Charm is we teach people the nuances of social interaction. And what that means is people can break down through body language, vocal tonality, eye contact, through the actual verb, the verbal things that you're hearing, the verbal cues that you're getting. There's a number of different ways that it can be used, a number of different ways it can be taught. But the principle behind it is that, you know, you talk about pickup and you talk about social dynamics. What we've done is we've taken the psychology behind it and applied it to everything. It's not focused on just meeting women. It's not focused on, you know, sales, or it's not focused on life in general. It's everything. I mean, it's everything encompassed in the sphere of living, and it's a great system and a great thing that people don't realize is going on, even though it's happening all around them every minute of the day. One of the things I like to do is I like to, you know, sit and have a conversation with someone outside, and I ask them, I say, what do you see going on right now? You know, and most people be standing in a crowded park or in a bar or in a restaurant and be like, nothing. People are just eating. People are just walking around. People are just drinking, having a good time. But what they don't see is all the different emotions, all the different thoughts, all the different feelings, all the different conversations. People take things at face value instead of looking beyond those things, and they say, what is really going on here? And all the social dynamics aspect has done, it has taken those things and it's broken them down into basically a science of, okay, what happens now, what happens with this, what do these patterns mean, this, that, and the other, and it can be applied to anything. It can, any social interaction, it can be applied to.
So you're saying that if I'm sitting in the boardroom with a room full of professionals at a meeting, the same principles are going to apply if I'm on a date with the man I really like?
Yes and no. I mean, the principle of social interaction are there always, but, you know, with applying it to a corporate sense, you obviously wouldn't go through the three stages of which we call attraction, rapport, and seduction in the side of relationship management, but you would take them into, you know, attraction is just generally interest. There's obviously a mutual interest in a corporate setting where you have some sort of mutual agreement that you need to come to in order to be successful in the business endeavor that you want to accomplish. Rapport is a big thing with everything. Every aspect of life, rapport is a very important part of, because when you build rapport with someone, you're creating a connection with them, and in most cases, an emotional connection. And in a corporate setting, you're always closing. You always have to either be, gaining agreement on setting an appointment or setting an interview like this, or you have to be gaining agreement on terms of a deal, and you can go about it with that nature. Now, the close of in a boardroom would be just, you know, getting a deal, getting the situation, or getting the value that you want from the other person across that table. But the important thing is, regardless of whether it's a corporate situation or a relationship situation, is that it's done with honesty, integrity, and that the value is, for the most part, equal. That everyone's perceived value is that they're getting exactly what they wanted out of the situation, out of the deal. And one of the things that we teach all of our clients is you give value to people up front. You give people the value of, here's what I have to offer up front, and you do it no questions asked.
That's a really good point, because I've read in some of this pickup stuff this idea that a man has to have a higher perceived value. So what you're saying is, no, come at it by giving people value and going from there, which is very different from what I've read.
Well, I mean, it's a tough call on that one, because you want to, with relationships or with, you know, the women you're trying to attract, you want to have high value. There's not necessarily a higher value. There is no better and there is no worse. Just because you know something that someone else doesn't know doesn't make you any better or worse. The perceived higher value, I think, it's unfair to say, because then you have to walk around and perceive it as what most people perceive it as I have higher value. It's just having high value. It's not something where you have to say, oh, I'm better or I'm worse than this person or I have higher or lesser value than this person. It's we walk around every single day and we're raising the value of people around us. Because what happens is you find out in life, you find out in romantic relationships, you find out in business relationships who you really want to hang out with. Because you can only go as high as your five closest friends. Whether they're female, male, or alien, you can only go as high as those five people around you. And it's just birds of a feather flock together. And what I'm saying in regards to relationships is you want to perceive yourself to have high value because you believe in yourself, not because a female is going to look at you and say, oh, he has higher value than me. I need to go create an emotional connection with him and sleep with him. That's not the case at all.
How do you work with guys if they have a problem in really believing in themselves? Where do you take them if they're struggling with that self-confidence?
And, you know, to be perfectly honest about what we're doing here is I always tell people we're truth tellers. We're very hard on ourselves. We have very high expectations of ourselves as a company and of ourselves personally, and we are all continuing to help each other grow as friends and as a company and as a family as a company. So we go ahead and we apply that to our clients. We're very hard on them. I tell them before they get here, and my sales staff tells them before they get here, be prepared for an intense week. You are investing a lot of money in this program and a lot of money in yourself, and you better be prepared to work for it, because, you know, some people come in thinking there's this magic blue pill they're going to swallow, and all of a sudden they can go out and meet the woman of their dreams. No, that's not the case. We're going to give you the tools and the guidelines and the knowledge to have the wisdom to go out and actually apply them. Because our program is not set up so that people come in here and they learn all this stuff and then a snap of their fingers, they're just magically Don Juan, you know? It's more about, if you want to be an attractive person, actually be an attractive person. Work on yourself, you know? And everyone talks about going out and getting lucky. And the reality of it is, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And these are just simple basic success principles which you can apply to this side of your life. And what it boils down to is that the more attractive you are to yourself, because let's be honest, if you're not honest with yourself, how are you supposed to be honest with the other people around you?
So do you have truth circles where people sit around and they tell each other deep, vulnerable things from their past to actually get into the practice of being all right with things that might have been deemed shameful before? You're not going to tell me, are you?
Well, I'll give you whatever you want, because it all comes from a position of truth. But, I mean, there's no situations where we're sitting around like, all right, tell us the worst thing you've ever done and let's be open. We let people go at their own pace. You know, the more open you are with someone, typically the more open they are with you. And as you can tell, we're very open with them about what we expect of them and how we feel about ourselves. We have no regrets. We have a theory that there are no mistakes in life. There's no such thing as failure. If there's one thing to take out of this whole entire interview for anyone, is there are no mistakes, there is no such thing as failure, and there is no such thing as rejection. And I'll explain that by saying you either learn what to do or you learn what not to do. And this is a whole attitude and a mindset that you have to have to be successful in any part of your life, whether it business or in relationships. Because what's going to happen when, you know, your significant other comes home and they've had a rough day? You've got to be strong enough to be emotionally stable enough to be there for them. and then to help them grow and for them to help you grow. And I think that's one of the most successful things that people need to focus on in relationships is this person helping me grow? Am I helping them grow? Together, are we growing? You know, I've had several situations where I could just tell that the females in my life weren't ready to grow at the same level I am. And it's pretty hard to keep up with my level of growth, and I understand that. But again, you know, the whole thing you talk about rejection in regards to, you know, the battle of the sexes, there's no such thing as rejection. You either go out and meet someone of interest, or you either go out and you have fun, and or you learn. You learn the steps of what to do or what not to do. And this whole thing is not, it's not hard. It's not difficult. It's hard work, but it's very simple. It's very simple in nature, especially after we've given you the knowledge and the tools to go out and apply it.
I really like this. I love what you're saying, that there's no rejection necessarily. It's really your perspective, and it actually could be an experience of learning. So we're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. I'd love for you guys to listen to these ads. These are ads created by my sponsors for my show, and they help me bring these great experts to you, listeners. So if you can support them, I'd really appreciate it. We've got some great sponsors. This is Elisa Kreitman. I'm with Benjamin Klein, and we'll be right back to talk more about this social dynamics and the art of connection. We'll be right back.
Listen to Beauty Now, the intersection of cosmetic surgery, longevity, and biomedical innovation for confident decisions in preventative aging on personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm Elisa Kreitman. We're talking with Benjamin Klein about social dynamics and how they can play a big role in our lives, not necessarily just in relationship with men and women, but really in our lives, in general, business situations. And so we're talking about the fundamentals of what it takes to understand what's going on in a situation. But now I want to talk a little bit more about how you apply these social dynamic skills in your company, The Art of Charm, and in the courses that you offer. So tell me a little bit about these leaders. You know, I would think coming from a social dynamic background, is everybody trained in social dynamics?
Everyone within the company?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has at least been to one of our boot camps or programs, and we all attend the classes regularly. We actually have a weekly training session where two members of the company get up in front of everyone else at the end of our day on Monday and give a different topic. Like last week was etiquette. The week before was rapport with sales. I can't remember the week prior to that, but a number of different topics applying to how best to use these things and how best to apply them, again, not only to your life, but to how we're working here. And the main part about the social dynamics aspect of it is it's very hard for us to, fool each other, because we see right through it when someone's not being honest with themselves and they're not holding themselves accountable and accepting responsibility for their actions. Because when you know social dynamics, you have a very good read on what's around you. You have a very good read on if someone's looking down and they're talking to you. You can kind of tell that they're kind of emotional about the subject, which is a whole other tangent on eye access and cues. But, we can see these things in their body language. So it's like, and it's funny because one of the principles that we're always talking about is be a non-reactive individual, have that emotional stability. And one of the things we always joke about is, you know, we're a bunch of guys. We have a lot of fun. We get into it sometimes. Sometimes we disagree. Sometimes we have arguments. And we will sit there screaming at each other, just yelling. And we're like, you're damn right I'm being reactive. And we just start laughing about it because we have such a good read on the situation and our surroundings. And it makes life so much more fun and so much more interesting actually walking down the street, especially here in New York City. And it's just like you're constantly noticing things, like the way that girls are walking by each other, the way people are looking at each other, the way people are they comfortable standing next to you or not, or why are they standing this close to you? How are they attracted to you? Are they wanting you to talk to them? Are they asking for you to talk to them? And you can see these signals. And we always joke around about it. It's like seeing the Matrix, but it really is, and it's amazing.
Well, yeah, it's almost like you're this kind of ninja who can see into and understand the psyche of what's going on with people. And because of that, it's a powerful foray into having communication, opening up a conversation. And I can see in what you're saying is that they really are building blocks. You'd have to understand the clues. Well, I think first maybe you probably have to have this emotional stability in yourself, because when something comes up, you're not necessarily reacting.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think one thing that men and women need to understand is that, you know, to some extent, we're very, very different, but on most aspects, we are very similar as well. You know, with the way we communicate, the way we carry ourselves, you know, and I think with men and women, it's funny because they don't really notice the signals that they're throwing off. I mean, you know, in some of our female programs, because we do teach men and women, the questions, it's always good for the men to hear the questions that the women are asking, because they don't know these things. We're breaking down social walls. We're breaking down the social barriers. And I always, you know, talk to the clients and I'm like, everyone walks around in this glass box. You got to walk up to them and break the glass. You know, just like the fire axe on the wall. You got to break glass and just knock down those social walls and really break it down for them. So it's like, this person's unique. This person is coming from a place of genuine integrity, and I can tell that right off the bat because of the way they carry themselves. But the questions that the females ask in our Creating Your Feminine Charm program is, why aren't guys noticing when I'm standing here on the other side of the bar, or on the other side of the park, or wherever, walking down the street, and I'm basically glaring at them, staring at them, waving at them, waving the white flag, come talk to me, please, and they still don't come up and approach me. And what women don't understand is how difficult it is for most guys to just walk over there and approach a woman. I mean, they describe it as, we have a section in class where we write on the board, what do you feel when you're about to approach a woman? And the terms that come out of the guys' mouths are, I lose function of my motor skills, I can't breathe, I talk, tense up, I walk up and my mind goes blank and I don't know why. So we break those down for them and we explain to them, here's why. And
well, tell us why. Why? You know, what you're describing is like an experience of dying. They're losing motor skills. Why are men, why do they have the experience of dying when they think about approaching a woman that they're attracted to?
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. But it's just something that some men can do it more naturally than others. And some, you know, like some of our clients, just don't, they don't know what to say. They're rehearsing negative outcomes in their mind. And a lot of it is because, truthfully, they're perceiving the person they're talking to have a higher value. Mm-hmm. But they don't have to. So, again, we've gone back to the whole value scale of things. But that's why you don't have to perceive anyone as having higher value, because you know you're a high-value individual and people want to be around you. It's not, I'm walking up to this female because she's beautiful and because she has something to offer me and she has something I want. It's because I'm a high-value individual who I know, no matter who I talk to, because I'm giving them value, because I'm surrounding myself with good people and I have a great attitude and great energy about myself, it's her opportunity to get to know me, not the other way around. And that's what you have to instill in them. And when you go back to talking about, well, why don't the guys see these signals? Why don't they see this? Because for women, they're a lot more intuitive of picking up on body, such things as body language and the eye contact and the presence of people, where we have to teach guys a little more to do that. Because a woman standing there, you know, I'm giving them eye contact, this, that, and the other, and she may be sending 25 signals, but as men, most of the time, until we're trained to do it, we only pick up on two or three of them. And even when that happens, we're talking ourselves out of it and saying, well, she's got a boyfriend and there's no way someone that good looking would be single and, you know, the whole nine yards. And so we start doing this, the anxiety starts pumping, and then all of a sudden you're nervous and then she's gone.
All right, so I have a question about this. Clearly, guys have mental chatter. They have a little bit of approach anxiety. You work with them on that. But there's something a little scary about it. Almost sounds as though guys could take this information and become really arrogant with it. Like, all right, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to bust open this space and say hello to her because I'm confident in myself. And it doesn't seem like if a woman's having a really bad day or cramp, or, you know, any feminine issue that could be going on, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of space for that. Or am I just not hearing you right?
Well, explain a little more. Space for what? For what aspect of it? Where it's like if a guy is talking to or sees a woman he wants to talk to and she's just not having it, she doesn't want to talk to him, what his reaction should be, or is that acceptable? I'm not sure I understand the question.
Yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of energy around guys coming in maybe like a bull in a china shop, which is why all these terms like bitch shield and ice queen, refer to women, which is, difficult for women who it's difficult for both sexes. But what my question is, how do women deal with a guy who's coming up? He's maybe practicing getting over his approach anxiety, and he's coming on a little too strong. What do women do?
I love this question because the answer is extremely simple and it's quite profound, and I'm amazed that no one's thought of it. And it's one word: honesty. It's basically, this conversation has come up in our female programs, and it's basically the idea of, if a guy's being a jackass, tell him he's being a jackass. If he is of the mindset that he's coming over there and he's going to talk to you, he's going to do it anyway. So you might as well tell him either, A, I'm interested, or B, I'm not. Because I can tell you this right now, it'd make it a lot easier on guys if you did this. Because, with these guys that are going out to meet women, it's a numbers game to a certain extent, but it's what you do with the number of people you interact with, not how many you approach or how many you talk to. The term bitch shield is something I just, quite frankly, don't like, because it's like, a lot of times a girl you'll walk up to and she'll, she may be having a bad day, but a beautiful woman gets approached and talked to all the time. Walking down the street here in New York City with beautiful women I've had plenty of girlfriends who talk to me and they're like, I don't know what to do, because they are constantly being whistled at, constantly being hounded at, and it's like there's no break from it. And you've got to see that perspective to really understand it. And a lot of your female listeners can understand this because, if they go out and they are constantly, they are constantly approached, constantly talked to. And if they're not, someone wants to talk to them, and they can feel that vibe. And they can, and sometimes for beautiful women, it kind of might feel like they're being watched a little bit. And, that's one thing where it's like, that's why you've got to have confidence. Presence, confident vocal tonality and body language. And you've got to, because most guys, quite honestly, are creeping women out.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I want to get into this.
Yeah.
Because you're teaching guys, and so, of course, we want to know what you're teaching guys and how they're being
Absolutely.
Taught. And it's really interesting to hear you talk about, numbers games and being honest and number of interactions and this whole world that men are learning, they really want to connect with women. I think that's the bottom line of what I always get when talking with guys who coach other guys, is that there's this real sense of wanting to connect with a woman and not having any idea how.
Oh, absolutely. It's one thing. It's the one thing in life that the entire earth said, this is just something you're going to figure out on your own. And they said, we're not going to teach it in school. We're not going to teach it to you, period. It's something you're supposed to get from your father or your your mom. And usually mom's advice is, go be a nice boy. And sometimes that just doesn't work, because you can end up getting walked all over. But, the thing about it is the whole relationship dynamic between it is, most of these guys that are coming in, I get up in the front of the program and I say, all right, how many of you guys are here? You just want to learn to pick up chicks. You want to get laid? And they raise their hand.
What percentage raise their hand?
Well, probably less than are willing to admit it. But here's the kicker, then I ask this question. How many of you just want to meet and attract a beautiful woman that you want to learn the power to be selective, and you don't want to have to settle for anything less than you desire? Everyone raises their hand, and by the end of the program, they all realize, that's exactly what I want. Most of these guys come in, and it's not they want to go out and just meet and sleep with a bunch of women. Some people want to do that, but they have to find out, and women, too, can attest to this, is that to get to the top, they've got to go through a few rungs of the ladder and figure out what they want, figure out what they don't want. And I think, quite honestly, with what we're doing here with social dynamics and how to meet and attract and maintain that significant other that is right for you so that you know that they're right for you is – what's really going to drop that divorce rate down from, you know, 60%+ to hopefully a lot lower, so people can be selective and people can be patient and take their time and meet the person that's right for them instead of the person that's right now in front of them.
Exactly, or who's filling some wound or who gives them some kind of sense of confidence that they really should have for themselves. Really good stuff. All right, we're going to take another short break to support our sponsors. Again, these are my sponsors kicking down some great deals for y'all, so if you can support them, I'd really appreciate it. They support me. And listeners, feel free to send me an email at Alissa, A-L-I-S-S-A, at personallifemedia.com, or you can call me and leave me a message at 206-350-5333. Love to hear from you. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Renee Stevens, host of Inside Out Weight Loss. If you want to be a thin person, you have to learn how to think like one. Learn how on my weekly show that aligns mind, body, and spirit for lasting change. Find me on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. That's Inside Out Weight Loss, How to Think Like a Thin Person on personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm Alissa Kreitman. We're talking with Benjamin Klein about the art of charm and all of the amazing things that men are learning in this school designed to teach men how to connect with women, mostly. Okay, so now we've been talking about what men have been learning, what's going on. I want to get a little bit deeper into these programs that you offer. They look very, very interesting. You start very sort of light with this Window Shopping for Women ebook, which really covers a lot of the things that you've been talking about today, body language, emotional stability, looking for clues. I want to talk a little bit about this live-in program that you have. Oh, my God, you have a live-in program. What is this?
It's basically where we invite. We have our two main programs are a 3-day weekend boot camp, which is here in New York City, and we travel up to 10 times a year all over the world to put on these programs. But our most popular program is our 1-week live-in program, and what that entails is it is a extremely intense week of we have about anywhere from 5 to 10 clients living with us at a time here in our downtown apartment in New York City, and it's basically 24/7, about 6 to 7 hours of classroom a day. We send them on exercises and missions out in the city to get them better socially calibrated because they have to have experience doing these things, seeing the things that we're teaching them, and then we take them out 3 nights out of the week so they can go out and apply the things that they've learned. And we've talked a little bit about some of the things that they learn in this program, but the overall pretense of it is it's from a position of, be honest with yourself, be honest with others, and, from there only good things can happen if you're giving people value up front. And, some of the more detailed, specific stuff we go into is, again, my favorite one has to be the whole, how not to creep her out, because most people, you see some guys hover. They have uncomfortable body language. That stuff, that has to be corrected immediately because you got to be in a situation where you've got to make the person you're interacting with, in this case a female, comfortable. You can't hover over someone. You can't stand toe-to-toe with them when you're talking to them. Otherwise, they're going to feel uncomfortable. I mean, if you stand on one side of the room and have someone else stand on the other side of the room and slowly walk closer to each other, staring each other straight in the face, the tension begins to build. And as you're growing closer and closer and closer, you can feel the tension and the uncomfortableness build as you're doing this. And as soon as you get toe-to-toe, you can feel how tense that is. That's why boxers go toe-to-toe, because they're fighting. As soon as you're standing toe-to-toe and you open up your body language so that you're standing shoulder-to-shoulder and that it's the two people standing facing basically what we like to call facing the rest of the world together, the tension releases. It's a much more open feeling of the whole entire room and the whole entire space, and you can see it as you watch it, and you can feel it as you take part in it, and it's really, really interesting stuff. And that's one thing about making them, we're basically giving them a plan so that they can go out and they can apply these things. And the funny thing is you talk to women, the first initial response is, oh, you guys are just teaching guys how to get laid or guys how to pick up chicks. And after they come and sit on the intro seminar and after they actually spend time with us and spend time with these guys, they see, wow, these are just really cool guys that aren't throwing pickup lines at us and looking at me like they're like I'm a piece of meat. And what they find out is that by the end of it, we have girls saying they will not date anyone who hasn't taken one of our programs. And that is the biggest testimonial of all, especially when you got a female client, a former female client, and a former male client dating. So it's a good feeling. But I hope that answers some of your questions about what we cover specifically.
Well, it sounds like you're giving guys a real live experience of what you're teaching. You're out there in the field. You're talking to women. You know, I think, myself included, like, women want to have sex, but we don't, like you said, we don't want to be creeped out about it. I mean, you know, sometimes I think about this stuff, and it sounds so mental, you know, and I wonder if in this week-long program you do anything with guys to get them in their body, because there's nothing to me more sexy than a guy who's just in his body, who's, like, feeling his muscles, and he's solid there, and it's just like he doesn't have to say a word, but when he shows up and he's embodied, I love that. So do you do a little bit of that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's where your self-confidence comes into play, where it's like you got to be comfortable in your own skin. But the only way that you accomplish that is by going and doing it. You only have that comfortableness and that confidence when you go out and do it. And some of these guys have never talked to a girl in their life.
Wow. Sounds like great stuff. You know, we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you one more question. And you sound pretty much like an expert in this field. You know, you've studied social dynamics for a long time in many different arenas. So where do you see all of this going in the next 5 to 10 years? I mean, it sounds like things are growing. You're getting a lot of visibility out there in the media. What shifts do you see happening between men and women? What progress?
I think what you see is a position of people putting down their exterior face that people put up and becoming more genuine and more real with each other. And not only in relationships, romantic relationships, but in business as well. This whole thing is going to revolutionize business and sales, and it's also going to revolutionize online dating, the way people that are matching compatibility systems are done, because, you know, there's a whole different side story to that, but it's going to revolutionize the way men and women interact, and it's going to stop the constant anxiety that has been created by cell phones, internet, and text messages that you have to constantly be doing this, this, and this, and everything is fast-paced and going, and it's going to slow down interaction for people to the point where they actually will take the time to be selective and take the time to figure out exactly what it is that they want. To realize that, you know, I don't have to have someone to make me feel comfortable because I already feel comfortable. And I'm going to find someone else who feels the same way about themselves. And that's basically what it boils down to.
Right. Sounds great. I really appreciate your insight on that. The world can use it. So tell us how we can find you.
You can check us out on our website at theartofcharm.com. We've got over 100 free hours of content on our iTunes feed. It's called a Pickup Podcast. A lot of great stuff on there. One thing I definitely recommend to everyone to listen to is our audio series on the secrets of value, because that is really where you learn to interact with people on different levels and different stages. And you can check all that out at theartofcharm.com. We've got constant live chat to talk to coaches and talk to our male and female coaches alike. And there's a lot of good stuff on there you can check out.
I actually tried that live chat. It's really fun. I don't know what I was expecting, but literally somebody popped on, you know, within a minute or two and said, hey, I'm so-and-so. How can I help you? And it was just really amazing. I was thinking if I actually had a real issue or problem, I would get some real benefit. You know, I was just kind of checking it out, and the person was completely professional and very cool. So does that get a lot of hits?
It does. It gets a tremendous amount. And, I mean, I think it's great because our goal is, I mean, we've been talking a lot about all the media appearances we've had and this and that and the other. And, you know, our goal is to help people have a life-changing experience with the stuff that we're teaching them. And it's very important to us that as many people that can see this stuff, can learn this stuff, actually get to do it and see it and just come out and just sit in on our free intro seminar. We have a free intro seminar every 2 weeks here in downtown Manhattan, and they're usually full, And it's just mind-blowing stuff that when you actually get a grasp of the concept as much as you can in a five-hour free class on a Saturday afternoon, it's just the beginning. And like I said, we have over 100 hours of free content on the website, and we also have over 100 hours of curriculum that we cover in all these programs. And we've got everything for men and women, and it's really fun stuff. So check it out at theartofcharm.com.
Benjamin Klein, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your wisdom and all the hard work that you're doing. It's really, you know, great work that definitely transforms how we relate to each other. So thank you. As a woman who really wants to connect and meet powerful guys, thank you for the work.
Absolutely. We know you guys just want to meet somebody that you they understand what women want, and that's what we're teaching them.
Yay! Yay! I'm jumping up and down. And listeners, join us next week on Just for Women when we're going to talk with Kim Ellington, the only female coach at The Art of Charm. And we're going to talk to her about a course she created called Creating Your Feminine Charm. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. For a copy of my book, Elise's Four Cornerstones to Living Your Dream, just go to sacredspa.org and click on the book icon. So, I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman, always expanding your choices here on Just for Women, dating, relationships, and sex. Tune in next week for more juicy news you can use.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.